Howard & Howard Heating and Air Conditioning. 881-3254.
WTMA. Capsule News.
Good morning, I'm Fred Story with this TMA First News Update. Now let's take a look at your WTMA exclusive three-day AccuWeather forecast. Here's meteorologist Kathy Francis.
Here's the latest weather word on WTMA Tiger Radio.
Happy 60th birthday, WTMA. It'll be cloudy to partly sunny, warm and humid today. There'll be a few showers and heavy thunderstorms in the area this afternoon and this evening. Today's highs will range from 82 along the Battery to 88 in Somerville. For WTMA AccuWeather, I'm Kathy Francis.
From the home of the good guys, the mighty GMA, this is the number one sound of the good guy, Jim Diamond Show.
Oh, I remember that well. The home of the good guys. We're still the home of the good guys and the good gals. But we were definitely the home of the good gals back in 1939. Grace, you know, we're talking about 60 years ago.
60 years
ago.
I can't believe it.
I introduced this lady earlier this morning, and if you were not tuned in and didn't hear me talking with her, I thought we'd get her up again. She sang on this radio station, had a weekly show on the station, I understand, back in 1939. This would have been when in 39? We came on the air in June, so I guess we're talking shortly thereafter, after we came on the air?
I think it was in the fall, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. 15-minute radio show that aired once a week. Don't remember the name of the day of the week that it aired. Do you remember what time it came on?
It came on at 8 o'clock from 8 to 8:15 in the evening.
In the evening, mm-hmm. 8 to 8:15. You got to remember a lot of radio programming back in these days, late 30s and 40s, even into the 50s. A lot of it was in 15-minute blocks. A 15-minute show here at the most, a 30-minute show, but most of it was 15 minutes.
There were only two stations, too, in Charleston at that time.
That's
WCSC and big WTMA.
During this 15-minute radio show that you did in the fall of 1939, on the show, was it just you and the pianist, or was there anything else?
I had a piano player by the name of Kenneth Dent, who later played for my wedding in 41.
Yeah.
And I had a guitar player named Alec Francis, a nice young man, and that was it.
We had Grace earlier this morning sing a little song for us, but I think everybody got the big kick out of the happy birthday song, and I don't know whether we got a chance to put that on tape, but let's do a little happy birthday one more time and see if we can get it rolling on this one here. Can we do it?
Sure.
To TMA, happy 60th anniversary. Yeah. Let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Did you, let me think. When you were sang on these airwaves 60 years ago, did you think you'd be singing on the airwaves of TMA in 1999? Again, 60 years later, that you'd be singing?
I never thought it at all. Never dreamed of it. Although whenever I come to Charleston, which I do quite frequently, I always listen to WTMA.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Grace Fleming, thanks. You're going to be here off and on throughout the day today.
Okay,
we're going to enjoy your pleasure here with us. Thank you. And if we can talk in the singing another song, we'll do it later on, too.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Grace. You bet. Grace Fleming. Goes all the way back to 1939.
Can I introduce you to someone, Dan?
Oh, gee, have I got to talk to this guy?
This guy is when I say old friend, I mean, you know, we're talking ancient here.
Let me put my teeth in. Wait a minute.
He's another guy who used a phony name on the radio. I can't stand these phony names on the radio, but this guy was known as Jim Diamond. In what years?
You remember what year it was?
Yeah, 63, 64.
Yeah.
And then I went to Memphis for a year and came back in 66, 67.
Yeah.
That little thing that you had with Booby on the air, of that little show thing, Uncle Boob, Secret Spy, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was sort of like something that didn't last, but like three episodes and that was it. What I have
Well, no wonder we only have three episodes.
That's right. Yeah. What I have here, Boob, I have a CD audio that I made just for you.
Oh, Lord.
It has all the old TMA jingles. It has your episode. It has an air check on there. And
thank you very much.
And if
look
you want
here.
To, see if
look
you recognize
here.
This picture.
Yeah, why do I always look like that? Your big bag of doorknobs. Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah. How are you, your bag of doorknobs?
Yeah.
That was his got
a big banana.
This is a nice T-shirt, and you made these up?
I made that myself. It's a little kid on it.
It's got the on the front of it a picture of Bunker Boob, and this would have been taken how long ago?
Around 65?
65. Yeah. 65
something like that.
66. Had to be 66. And he's got a picture of Dick Andert here, who I was just talking about in there. I talk to Dick every once in a while out in California.
These are basically most of the jocks that were there from 63, 64, and 65. Here's Charles Smith right here.
That's old Chuck. Yeah, we met Chuck Smith, who was the owner of TMA back in the 60s. We met his grandson a while ago, and you mentioned he looked a lot like Chuck. And he does, Boob. He looked just like Chuck.
Here's a young guy you might recognize.
Oh, my Lord. There's a picture. There's Charlie Bird.
There's Charlie.
I first met
him.
The gentleman we're talking to, Jim Diamond was the name on the air, but also when you...
I was right out of high school, and I'm sitting down, and I'm looking for a show promo. And the guy who hired us all, his name was Bob Mitchell. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody used a different name. Nobody used their own name, you know. And then all of a sudden, I said, what do I use? And he said, well, how about this one right here? I said, what? He said, Jim Diamond. I went, okay. I was 19 years old. What did I know? You know, and then after 2 weeks, they say, here's some money. And you go, I get paid for this, too?
My God.
Wait a minute, he got paid? $1.25 a week.
Well, let's tell everybody who he is, so, the family can tell
him. He called
him
on the air, TMA.
Right. I sort of sustained that name for a while, and then I got to a point where people would, you know, you'd stop you, and you would talk to them, and they'd say, well, what's your name? Who do you work? Do you have any ID?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, but it doesn't say Jim Diamond.
Yeah.
So on the air at another radio station, I just killed Jim Diamond.
Yeah.
And I was RJ.
Yeah. RJ Kite.
RJ Kite,
yeah. And you were TMA. Then you came over to QSN.
For a while
at WQSN.
For 5 years.
Yeah, for 5 years. And that's, that's where I came in contact with you at
QSN. We worked
QSN.
Together. You did the news for a while.
Yeah.
You made Wayne really look bad. I'll tell you what, this guy has got news.
Remember Wayne Long? He's talking about Wayne Long. You remember Wayne Long?
Wayne
Long was our newsman there for a long time at old QSN. He was over at TMA for a while.
He started over at TMA.
Eventually wound up as a Congressman Mendel Davis's press secretary, I think.
There was the old studios at TMA.
Now, listen, people have asked me over the years, how long has TMA been there on Orange Grove Road, our studios at number one Orange Grove Road? It's been quite a number of years. Boob, when you were back in the 60s, were we there on Orange Grove Road, or were we down in the...
We were down in the 60s. We were down over the top of Dock Street Theater.
Right.
And maybe Bobby Kite can tell you when we moved. I don't remember when we... They didn't want to tell me they had moved. They wanted me to still show up at church. What?
Only my mom calls me Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm RJ.
Mr. Kite.
When did we move the studios? Do you remember, Art, when we moved out to Orange Grove Road?
I think it was probably, when was it, the 70s?
I would think probably early 70s, maybe mid-70s
like
at the latest.
I was someplace else. Yeah. I was doing some stuff.
But during the 60s, when you came, Boo, we were down at the old Dock Street Theater building, right above the Dock Street Theater. I'll never forget, though, it wasn't the days of TMA, but when TMA was long gone from the Dock Street Theater, there was an FM station that came on the air, and it was WEZL, I think, which at the time stood for Easy Listening. You remember that?
Yep.
Easy Listening. And their studios, they played nice, beautiful music. They were up in the Dock Street Theater. But then later on, they switched to country music, and I had the biggest fun in the world, the most fun. You remember the Dock Street Theater building had those great big windows that you could open up. It opened right out onto the sidewalk almost,
right above
the entrance to the Dock Street Theater. And I used to get the biggest kick out of it. I'd be working down there in the evening hours playing this country music. And you'd have all of these fancy, you know, kind of uppity, nose up in the air.
Did you do the same thing I did? I opened up the window and shout down at them.
Oh, yeah,
I
had a ball. We used to open up. We'd see these people, these women in their fancy gowns and the men in their tuxedos, you know, they're coming to a big fancy event at the Dock Street Theater. And here we are playing in the country. And this was back in the days when we played a lot of George Jones and Buck Owens, you know what I mean? And old George, you know, would get to singing, you know, one of his old songs, you know, and had Buck Owens and I Got a Tiger by the Tail and this kind of stuff. And I just opened the window. We had a little portable speaker, you know, it was pretty loud. And I used to put that speaker right up there in the window. And as these people are coming into these fancy ball events here at the Dock Street Theater, I'd be playing old Buck Owens and I Got a Tiger by the Tail or something out there.
You know, one night I hung out the window and sang to the whole crowd, it's the big boob, it's the big boob to entertain. You and they all looked up and thought I was the weirdest thing on. Hey, I was earning the big bucks then.
Let's see if we can get Doty. I don't know if she wants to share some thoughts with us. You guys stick around here for a minute. Doty, are you there? Good morning. Hey, Dottie.
Dottie.
I'm sorry, Dottie.
How are you today? You sound great.
Hey, thank
you're
you.
You're having a good time down there, aren't you?
Well, at a birthday, you're supposed to have a good
that's
time.
That's right. I'd give anything to be down there, but I don't get around good, damn. I want to bring up somebody, and I know that you must remember him, and I keep wondering what could have happened to him. Dub Phillips.
Dottie, we're having good memories. Birthday party, you always have good memories and you share good times. And guess what? Normally at birthday parties, the older you get, you find a lot of old friends that you've developed over the years want to come by and help you celebrate and help you share some good memories. And that's what I've got here with me this morning.
Uh-huh, that's good. I know you've got a whole slew of them there, and that is good. But like I say, I can't get around good enough to get there.
Well,
I wanted to call you.
Well, you did the next best thing. You get us on the telephone.
Do you remember Dub Phillips? You used to play country music.
Yeah,
I don't know what
Dub
they...
Phillips. You remember Dub Phillips, R.J.?
Yep.
Dub Phillips?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd give anything in the world to know what happened to him, if he's still around or, you know, anything.
I don't know.
But I was a country music lover at that time.
Dottie, I'm glad you shared some time with us this morning. Thanks for joining our big birthday celebration.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
And you know I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, thank you very much. This hour of our big celebration brought to you by the folks at Comcast at Home. Great internet connection. Boy, it's fast, folks. It's the new internet revolution. Real quick, you know this guy standing in front of us, RJ? You never met this guy here? Old Jack Kennedy. Golly, he's an old radio guy. He's in the advertising business now. The media advertising business. But by golly, before that, Jack, we were radio guys. You remember those days?
There was another life.
Yeah, there was.
Dan and I worked together, RJ, in Columbia, originally at COS with Woody Windham.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
yeah.
with the Breeze now.
Yeah.
And,
remember Mike Rast?
Mike Rast.
Yeah.
And we had to scream commercials. And
well, you know, back, Danny, I got to take a break, Jack, but back in those days, it was the mighty TMA in Charleston. They
right.
were the king dog here. And in Columbia, it was the big C, WCOS, you know. And
they didn't want to interfere with the Bulldogs.
No, no,
that's
no.
why they came Tiger Radio.
That's exactly
Tiger.
Right. That's
they
exactly
want to be the big
right.
dog. They want yeah. to be the big Tiger.
We, I remember the day, if you remember these days, too, at the old COS in Columbia, this was even prior to 24-hour day radio. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Radio stations used to sign on about 5:30 in the morning and sign off at midnight at night. You actually used to hear the national anthem twice a day on every radio station in the country. You remember those days?
Absolutely.
And I'll never forget when radio stations started staying on the air 24 hours a day. I remember remarking to someone way back when, gosh, we don't hear the national anthem played anymore. You don't hear it. It's gone. As a matter of fact, I'll be willing to bet you that very few radio stations...
Probably Jimi Hendrix would probably
yeah.
play his version.
Yeah, because it'd be very few radio stations that would have actually
Dan,
a copy
got,
of
you've
it.
Got to take a break. I want to congratulate you. It's been a great experience. And
Jack,
60 more and we'll come back.
Thank you. Jack Kennedy with Pro Media Advertising.
Nice
thanks for coming
you.
By, Jack. You
All
bet.
Right.
It is 9:45 in the morning at News Talk WTMA.
WTMA. Tiger.